हरे रामा हरे रामा हरे हरे।
वेलकम टू दिस कार्तिक इंस्पिरेशन। Today is Deepavali, the festival of light. There are two readings of this festival. One is that Lord Rama comes home and the Ayodhya Vasis are so pleased with the Lord who returns to his town after so many years of living in exile, that they all light up their houses so that the Lord will know where he should direct his the transcendental Vimana, the airplane, so to say, to land. Come to my house, I have lit a path for you. That's the idea of Deepavali. The second is something entirely different. It is on this day where Mother Yashoda bound Krishna with a rope. There is a particular amazing detail that when Krishna had pulled down the two twin Arjuna trees with the mortar to which Mother Yashoda had bound him, two shining devatas had emerged and paid their obeisances to him and offered some prayers. And then Krishna, after having liberated them, sent them to the higher planets. Krishna at that time was standing there musing. He said, I can liberate everyone in the universe except for myself. I am bound with this rope which Mother Yashoda put around me, and I cannot, I will not, I shall not sever it, because I am bound by the love of my devotees. Let us ask the question, how will we come to meet that Lord of divine love? And today I like to remember particular incidents in answer to this question. It's an incident where Srila Prabhupada was asked by one of his disciples, will we recognize you in the spiritual world when we arrive there? Prabhupada's answer deserves our full attention. He said, yes, that is my role. The spiritual master will take your hand and put your hand in Krishna's hand and make the introduction. Yes, somehow or other, Krishna has made an arrangement for us here in this world to set our foot on the path that leads to him. He has made a great effort to reveal the Vedic scriptures. He has sent saints who walk this earth and sprinkle the nectar of Krishna Katha on the people who are like a dried field, so that the crops of devotion and feelings can grow. He has also made arrangements for all of us to move forward. On this day, whether we celebrate in song and in dance the Lord who was bound by the love of his devotees. I request you all to pause for a moment and think of the arrangements which the Lord has made for you. When you look at the arrangements, you might like to be inspired by these words. God spoke today in flowers, and I, who was waiting for words, almost missed the conversation. Thank you very much. See you for the next Kartik Inspirations.